All right, wrestling fans, it's time. You know what today is. You know what 2 days ago was. It is December 27th, so therefore it is Christmas Chaos. 8 matches on the card. Every title on the line in mostly random stipulations. I say mostly because, like I said, I already announced it's a last man standing cage match for the last battle of Wisconsin between Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass for the Illinois heavyweight title. Everyone else has no clue what the stipulation for their match is, but they're going to find out as they get ready to come down to the ring. We start off with the number one contender match for the World Tag Team titles. Octagon and Psychosis facing off against the Sheep Herders. The tag teams come out to the interview desk. Mark pulls out the envelope from the tumbler, revealing that the match will be a ladder match to crown the number one contenders. The match showcases the differing styles of the Mexicans and the New Zealanders. As in most ladder matches, the ladders are used more as weapons than means to grab the contract hanging above the ring. The Sheep Herders use the ladders to bludgeon Octagon and Psychosis. Psychosis comes off a ladder in the ring with an elbow drop on Butch, who is lying on another ladder on the concrete floor. Neither man moves after that. Luke and Octagon continue to battle in the ring. At one point, they are on opposite sides of the same ladder, directly underneath the contract. They take turns slamming each other's heads into the ladder. Octagon gains the advantage and brings Luke off the ladder with a vicious neckbreaker. Octagon is barely able to crawl up the ladder again to retrieve the contract. Octagon and Psychosis are the new number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles in a time of 11 minutes, 47 seconds. Who will they face for their title shot? We'll find out in a couple of moments. But EMTs come out to the ring to check on all four men. Octagon and Psychosis may have won the match, but we may have to find new contenders because all four men end up being carried out on stretchers. After they clean up the carnage from the ladder match, Kendall, Trish, Spivey, and Pringle come out to the interview desk. Lance pulls out the envelope from the tumbler, revealing that the television title match will be a scaffold match. Spivey doesn't look impressed with the stipulation until Pringle frantically points to the scaffolding 20 feet above the ring. Pringle tells Spivey that the title isn't worth killing himself over. Spivey and Kendall climb the opposite sides of the scaffolding structure. Spivey looks a bit unsteady at the height, but both men have problems keeping their balance in the match. The poles holding the frame take a lot of strain from both behemoths trying to knock the other off. Kendall barely catches himself before Spivey can knock him off the scaffold. Spivey backs away and charges the length of the scaffold for a lariat, but Kendall counters it with a backdrop. Spivey barely manages to hang onto the edge of the scaffold, dangling 14 feet over the ring. Kendall steps on Spivey's right hand, grinding his boot onto his fingers. Spivey tries to keep holding onto the scaffold with his left hand, but his fingers slip and he falls to the mat. Kendall celebrates on the scaffold as Pringle checks on Spivey. Kendall has successfully defended the television title against Dan Spivey once again, but it looks like neither man is in any shape to keep on going after each other. Is this the end of the Kendall-Spivey feud? It should be. After all, this is a great ending for a 6-month feud, as Kendall Windham retains the title in a time of 9 minutes, 48 seconds. All right. 5th week. 5th time. We have Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Bob Holly. Bob Holly, Bobby Heenan, Missy Hyatt, and Eddie Gilbert come out to the interview desk. Mark pulls out the envelope from the tumbler. He opens it to find that this match is a no disqualification match. Both seem to have really wanted that stipulation for this match. All four make their way down to the ring. Holly tosses a pair of chairs into the ring. Gilbert pulls out a table from under the ring.
It looks like these guys are going to take advantage of the lack of rules in this match. Gilbert warily slides into the ring as Holly has a chair in his hand. Holly charges Gilbert, but Gilbert rolls out of the way of the chair. Gilbert quickly gets back to his feet and kicks the chair out of Holly's hand. Holly and Gilbert bust each other open with various weapons at their disposal. Holly slams Gilbert onto a chair with a sidewalk slam before climbing the turnbuckle. He comes off with a flying headbutt, but Gilbert rolls away. Holly lands on the chair. Gilbert spikes Holly onto the chair again with his own variation of the angel's wings to get the pin. Well, I guess Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert's new tagline is going to be fifth time's a charm. Because finally, his fifth time facing off against Bob Holly, he gets the win in a time of 19 minutes, 41 seconds. But yes, it takes a no disqualification bloodbath for him to be able to beat Bob Holly. All right, next match is the World Tag Team titles on the line. PG-13 defending the titles against the former World Tag Team champions, Bad Company. And why is this the case? Well, yes, Bad Company has been sliding the last few weeks ever since losing the titles, but they've never actually taken advantage of their return title shot from losing the titles. So they have it now. So Bad Company and Gary Hart, PG-13 and Sunshine come down to the interview desk. Lance pulls out the envelope from the tumbler. He opens it to show that this title match will be a lumberjack match. Hart looks like the cat who ate the canary. The rest of the PWA roster comes down to the ring to serve as lumberjacks for the match. Bad Company makes their way down to the ring. They brush past the sheepherders, slamming their heads into the ring apron. When the tag team champions come down to the ring, they get jumped by Sharp, Storm, and Disco. PG-13 has to fight their way into the ring. When they finally make it into the ring, the challengers make every effort to keep them out of the ring. David Manning makes Diamond and Wolfie leave the ring to officially start the match. The match tries to have high points, but Bad Company keeps throwing the champions out to Disco and Storm. Manning tries to keep control of the match and the Lumberjacks, but that proves to be an impossible task. Tanaka gets the pin on JC Ice after Disco drives him into the ring post with a vicious slam and rolls him into the ring. Bad Company is your new World Tag Team Champions in a time of 17 minutes flat. Wolfie D complains about the match and how it ended. He leaps through the ropes onto Storm. He beats on him for a moment before Disco and Spivey pull him off. Spivey drills Wolfie D into the concrete floor with a vicious choke slam. And finally, everybody gets dispersed. Bad Company and Gary Hart celebrate as they have regained the title belts. What a way to end the slide, right? Just win the titles back. Because the one match you have to win is the one where the titles are on the line. All right, next match has Raven facing off against Brad Armstrong. Raven and Brad and Sunshine come out to the interview desk. Lance pulls the envelope out to inform everyone that the match will be a Texas death match. Raven and Brad start to brawl at the interview desk. They battle their way down to the ring and all over the ringside area. Brad gets the advantage and pinfalls at 3-2. But Raven gets back to his feet again. Brad tries to figure out how he is going to put Raven away. Eddie Gilbert rushes the ring with a baseball bat. Raven ties Brad into the ropes. Gilbert nails Raven across the back with the baseball bat. Gilbert hits him a few more times before dropping him with his own version of the even flow. Gilbert frees Brad, but Brad shoves him away. Gilbert shoves Brad back into the ropes, and Gilbert takes him down with a drop toe hold on top of Raven. Gilbert climbs out of the ring. Tommy Young counts the sixth pinfall of the match before beginning his 10 count. Brad makes his way to his feet by 8. Young continues his count. Brad picks up the win, but he is not happy with the way he won the match. Brad asks for the microphone as Gilbert makes his way up the aisle. Brad demands Gilbert to get back into the ring for a real match. Gilbert flips him off before leaving the entryway. Brad Armstrong picks up the win in 22 minutes, 59 seconds in this Texas death match. All right, we've got title matches for the rest of the card. Next up is the American heavyweight title on the line. Goldust challenging Dustin Rhodes for the title. Dustin and Goldust come out to the interview desk. Mark pulls out the envelope from the tumbler. The American heavyweight title will be determined by a pole match. David Manning appears to retrieve the title belt to have it put on the pole for the match. Dustin and Goldust make their way down to the ring. They have a great match with lots of high-impact suplexes, slams, and tosses off the turnbuckle. Goldust whips Dustin into the corner with the pole. He charges the corner with a big splash, but Dustin moves out of the way. Goldust hits the pole at full speed with his shoulder. Dustin grabs him with an arm wringer before picking him up for a shoulder breaker in the middle of the ring. With Goldust in such pain, Dustin is able to climb the pole to retrieve his title. Dustin Rhodes is still your American heavyweight champion in a time of 11 minutes, 24 seconds. Goldust put up a great fight, but it only takes 1 second to change everything. The pole got in the way for him to get the title, but I don't think he will have a problem getting another title shot in the future. All right, world heavyweight title on the line. Normally, the world heavyweight title, you would think, would be the main event of the card, but no, it's the semi-main event because we're truly having the last battle of Wisconsin. It's going to be the last match at Fizer Forum for the PWA. But before that, Tully Blanchard defends the world heavyweight title against Jerry Lawler. And Tully and Bobby Heenan and Jerry Lawler come out to the interview desk. Lance pulls out the last envelope from the tumbler. He opens it to find out that the world heavyweight title will be determined in a chain match. Both Tully and Lawler are excited for this stipulation. Both talk about how fun it's going to be to abuse the other with the chain. They make their way down to the ring. Tully and Lawler get attached to opposite ends of the 12-foot chain, and immediately they seek to gain an advantage. The match is a bloodbath, with both men being busted open. At one point, Tully and Lawler tumble outside the ring. Heenan tries to help Tully put Lawler away outside the ring, but Lawler ducks and Tully clotheslines Heenan. Lawler whips Tully into the ring apron before wrapping the chain around his hand and nailing Heenan with it. Lawler picks Tully up and tosses him into the ring. Tully takes advantage by climbing into the ring over the bottom rope, holding the chain around the bottom rope. Lawler drops several elbow drops before climbing out of the ring to free the chain. When he slides into the ring, he climbs onto the middle turnbuckle. He comes off with a fistful of chain with a diving fist, but Tully rolls out of the way. Tully rolls to his feet and wraps the chain around Lawler's neck, choking him once again. Tully releases the blatant choke and drops Lawler with the slingshot suplex, followed by a knee drop to the back of the head. Tully easily drags Lawler around the ring to tag all four turnbuckles to retain the title. Your winner and still world heavyweight champion is Tully Blanchard in a time of 20 minutes, 26 seconds. All right, as announced last week, this match is the last battle of Wisconsin. A last man standing cage match. The main event of the evening, the last PWA match for 2023. Okay, enough of the hype and the buildup. Let's get to the match. Iceman and Bass tear into each other from the moment they walk into the cage. Everything that is available inside the cage is used as a weapon. The top rope, weakened from the world heavyweight title match, becomes a weapon in both wrestlers' hands. The match was rather short for what fans were hoping for, but the brutality caused the match brevity. Both Bass and Iceman barely made 2-10 counts apiece. The match finally ends with Iceman hitting a pile driver from the middle rope. Bass is unable to get up from that move. Iceman King Parsons is your new 2-time Illinois heavyweight champion. Bobby Heenan comes into the cage to check on Bass, but Parsons pays no attention to him. He climbs out of the cage to a raucous reaction from the crowd. Sunshine, Brad Armstrong, and Austin Idol come out to congratulate him as he picks up the win in a time of 16 minutes, 32 seconds. And it is with that match we end 2023 and we end Christmas Chaos. Will this truly be the end of Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass?
because, well, Bass has an automatic return match, so that doesn't seem like it will actually end this. But quite honestly, I don't know what else could top this. This needs to be the end. But you'll have to see in the new year what takes place. How long will Iceman stay on top of the Illinois Heavyweight title division? How long will Tully Blanchard remain World Heavyweight Champion? All of these questions and more coming up next year in 2024. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for listening and supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, all year long. And I hope that you find 2024 to be even more exciting than 2023 was.